Good morning drive, ESPN 102.5, the game. Mikhail Bradengall, Derek Mason, and Chase McCabe. We are broadcasting live inside of Kitchen Notes, the Omni Nashville Hotel. I've got the bacon cheddar biscuit. It is to die for, so I will probably be of no use for the next hour and 15 minutes.
Are you really useful anyway?
I don't know if I was for the first 2 hours and 45 minutes,
useful.
To be honest.
Useful.
Yeah, there you go.
That being said, gentlemen, let's stick to sports.
Nope.
Let's see how smart the guys really are.
Thanks.
No funny business. Stick to sports. Now, on Morning Drive.
And it's brought to you by Decorating Den Interiors. When you are ready to upgrade your home, office, or outdoor space, stick with the pros. DecoratingDen.com for a complimentary online appointment. Chase McCabe, let's roll.
Got a couple of quick things, and then we're going to have a little bit of a longer question that we'll have some fun with here on a Friday. So I thought about this on my way in this morning. It was a question that I've had in my head to ask in the past, and I just keep forgetting about it. When you go to a concert, when you know that you're going to go see an artist, do you spend most of that day listening to that artist, or do you just want to save it for that night?
You got to pregame, right? You got to kind of wet the palate, have a couple of hors d'oeuvres, kind of listen to some things that get you in the mood to build up for the actual live performance. So I would say yes.
I tend to build up like the 2 or 3 or 4 days before a show. I'll listen to that act for a lot more maybe than I normally would. I will say this though, the drive to the show, no. Especially if you're like the windows are down, you can't be pulling into Starwood Amphitheater like cranking Dave Matthews on the way to a Dave Matthews concert. Like you can't do that.
Shout
and you also
out to
can't
Starwood.
Yeah, you can't wear a t-shirt either. Like I don't like wearing like the Black Keys t-shirt to the Black Keys concert. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'm a fan of that.
Why?
But, I definitely listen to the music the day of for sure.
I listen to the music after because it a lot of times it drums up like. Old,
I need to go check out
song.
That song.
Yeah,
or,
let me,
yeah,
like, man,
true.
I want to hear that song again.
Yeah,
so typically, I'm the one that listens to a lot of it after I go to the concert.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
Number two.
All right, do any of you guys wear contacts?
Oh, yeah. I'm blind.
Okay.
Blind
I wear
bad.
Glasses.
I do not.
How would you feel if you went to the doctor and you found out that a contact that you thought you lost when you were a teenager had actually been embedded in your eye for 28 years?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, say this again?
A lady in Great Britain went to the doctor because she felt something in her eye, and it turned out that there was a small cyst. But then they also discovered that she had a contact embedded in her eye, and it had been there for 28 years.
Oh, 28 years. Do they make contacts that you change every 28 years?
Exactly.
Apparently they do.
Oh my goodness.
I haven't been able to read the alarm clock at the side of my bed since like second grade. I'm blind as a bat. So I've worn contacts since probably fifth grade, and there's definitely times where it like gets stuck, you know, and like you can't get it out of the corners and it takes you a minute, but like you know it's there. Like you don't ever like take them out and be like, "Oh yeah, my eyes are like," you know what I mean? Like you know it's there. Like, I don't know how you go that long without knowing.
Do you ever wear glasses just cuz you're tired of the contacts and you're feeling like tired and lazy and you just want to wear the
Oh yeah. I wear glasses a lot. I just don't do it much in public or like if I'm working out, they'll just fly off my face. Like I'm not if I'm doing any kind of physical activity, moving boxes, for example, the last couple of weeks, no glasses there. But I have ones that you're supposed to wear. You can wear them overnight, but it's so bad for your eyes. I take them out every night, so I wear glasses almost every night at home.
That's just too much work. And then I can't. It's something about putting an object in your eye, like something in your eye. I can't get over that.
It changed my life.
I'm sure it works. It helps and everything else. But it's just something about taking it and putting it.
You want me to pull it out right now?
Yeah. Oh, man.
See, here's the deal. Like D-Mace and Nick, you have slightly different skin complexions. Slightly different. If I didn't have my contacts in, you are 3 feet from me. I would not be able to tell the difference between two of you because you have no hair, either one of you. I wouldn't be able to tell.
You can look at our bank accounts. That's a good way to separate ourselves.
I wouldn't be able to see the numbers. Like, it's too far away. I'm blind as a bat, man.
Number three.
All right, that's blind, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. So this is one of those, kind of conundrums that I think anybody could, have on a daily basis. If you're with someone and, you're having a conversation and you look and you notice that they have food or something either like on their face or in their teeth or anywhere on them, and they obviously have no idea, do you say something or do you just like let it go?
Well, if you don't like them,
it depends on the person. Like if you're with your wife, you probably say something. But like if the three of us are out in public,
you wouldn't say anything.
No, if you got something on your face, I'm going to let you look stupid.
Oh my goodness, Nick!
Yep. Yikes!
We know what kind of person Nick is.
You got a little egg from your omelet in your beard. That's on you.
Okay,
oh my goodness, do I got a little egg from my?
No. So you're if you're in a professional setting, if you're in the office, you have to tell the other person.
Yes, you have.
You got to tell the other person because it's just common courtesy to do that. If it's one of your boys, I understand maybe letting them look a little silly.
But you got to tell them after a while.
Stu Grimson did this to me one time.
Uh-huh.
We all went bowling at one of the charity events, and Stu Grimson was like, yeah, he took a photo with me. He's like, come get a photo, man. And he took a photo with me, and he goes, you got a little something on your own. you got some cheese dip in the beard there. And I was like, oh, God. Thanks a lot, Stewie.
Oh, my goodness.
So if it's one of your boys, I kind of get busting some chops. But if it's a family member, your mom, your wife, your girlfriend, you got to tell them.
What about
you got to tell them you got something in their teeth?
What if it's
whatever.
One of your bosses at work?
Oh my goodness!
Again,
depends
on
which
one. Do you want to embarrass your boss, or
do you want to
earn points for helping him out?
Do you like
a little bit of? They both sound like good options.
Yeah, if you're in line for a promotion at work, and all of a sudden, hey, boss, you got a little that cheese dip on your mustache.
They both sound like good options, right? Like.
Oh, man.
Could be a poll question.
Yeah,
sucking up and or trolling. Both good options.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number four.
All right, so this one is actually going to be four and five. We're going to have some fun with this. You guys, I'm sure, are familiar with Reddit and some different Reddit threads. So this is one that I discovered, and it's called Thoughts in the Shower. Just random, random thoughts that come to you in the shower. I'm going to read some of these. Give quick comments on it. We'll just have a little fun. So this is the first one. At the age of 60, Snoop Dogg will be 420 in dog years.
That's good math.
That's quick math.
And he'll be eating pistachios.
I think there's some irony there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The more we play the song Miss Jackson, the closer Andre 3000 gets to apologizing a trillion times.
Oh my goodness.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Amazon.com might actually be a conspiracy by cats to get their humans to give them more boxes.
This is why I don't like cats.
I don't like cats either.
Yeah, I'm not a cat fan either. See,
that one's trying to
rule the world.
That's a C-. The other ones were like B+, maybe A's. That was a C.
Okay. Going to bed in your birthday suit is just wearing your bed to sleep.
True?
Yeah,
I mean, it's true, but
there's nothing like taking a nap or going to bed in your birthday suit. It's as good as it gets.
You gotta wash the sheets more often.
Yeah, no, you do.
You do. I
mean, again, C+.
Okay. Yeah. We treat the environment like a smoker treats his lungs. He knows it causes cancer, but he keeps smoking anyway because he thinks there's a chance he might not get it. And even if he does, it's too far off into the future to care.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that one.
So. That's,
I've got
yeah,
no
that's
concerns
a.
for the environment.
That's an A.
I won't be here anyway.
Yeah.
That's an A. See?
I'm going to ask your kids about that.
We'll leave it on my kids. Let them deal with it. I'm out.
See, that's so
wow.
That's so
I'm with D-Maze, dude.
We glossed over this whole birthday suit to bed thing.
I know. Good.
Can you sleep in socks?
No.
No.
Okay.
Nobody sleeps in
Not
socks.
At all.
In the wintertime, can you sleep in sweatpants?
No.
Can you sleep in a sweatshirt?
No.
Do we want to talk about this anymore?
Exactly. Like, Nick, what are you trying to find
out?
Do
the people of Nashville want to know exactly how
Probably
we sleep?
Not.
Exactly.
I don't
know if that's
like, my wife can sleep in sweatpants and sweatsuits
oh,
and these
oh,
yes.
no,
socks.
No.
Like,
that's too much.
No, my wife's the same way. She doesn't wear socks, but she will wear, like, she'll put on, like, pajama pants. If she's cold or whatever, she'll put on pajama pants. And I can't, like, I need to be in shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, man.
Just shorts and a t-shirt.
Nah.
Okay.
I can't even do a t-shirt.
No outerwear, generally, to bed.
One quick one to wrap it up. No matter how much you slept, waking up 5 minutes before your alarm clock makes you feel cheated out of the whole night's rest.
Oh, of course.
It makes you feel more tired.
Oh, of course.
I hate it.
Am I the weird one who's like, if I've woken myself up, I do feel cheated for those 5 minutes, but I already feel like I'm ahead of time on schedule for the day. I'm already 5 minutes ahead because there's a 10-minute snooze that's going to happen. You know, I'm 15 minutes ahead of my schedule.
When that happens, I automatically get up because if I do go back to sleep for 5 more minutes, when I wake up, I feel more tired.
No. You'll be angry.
The worst is getting up before the alarm goes off because you got to use the bathroom.
The worst amount of waking up early is like 18 minutes. Because if you fall back asleep, to your point, Nick, you're going to be more tired. Like 5 minutes, you can just like doze off and get back up again. But like if you wake up like 30 minutes, 45 minutes early, like.
But that 5 minutes is long.
But see, this happened to me last night.
I can snooze. I can hit the snooze button.
I fell asleep around 8:30 last night. I was out early. And I woke up at like 12:07 this morning. And I had to go to the bathroom. I looked at my phone. I was like, oh, my God, I got 4 more hours of sleep.
It's perfect.
I was ready to start fist pumping in my bed. I'm like, yeah.
That's the perfect amount to wake up.
Like,
you get 4 more. If you wake up on 4-hour increments, you're perfect. Uh-huh. You can go right back to sleep, get a full REM cycle, wake up, and you're good to go.
There we go.
All right, that'll do it. Stick to Sports, brought to you by Decorating Den Interiors.
And Braden Gall, MD.
What?
I'm a sleep doctor.
Oh, you guys okay. Yeah, you're very big on the REM cycle. And the.
Thank you, Floyd. For the courtesy laugh.
The 30-minute nap being the ideal.
D-Maze is already like scrolling through his Instagram messages.
He's out. All right, coming up next, speaking of being out, the guy who hit Ronald Acuna, he's out for 6 games. We'll get back into that and all of our Titans observations from camp yesterday between them and the Bucks. It's Morning Drive on ESPN, 102.5 The Game.